These practices and mindsets must change. We know this will take time, and that is why we are not rushing to change policy. We will start by focusing on the incorrect users of NRIC numbers and stopping such practices. So you've got to put a stop to these kind of practices first. And this means moving away from using the NRIC number as a password and moving away from using the NRIC number as an authenticator to prove that a person is who he claims to be. And as I said earlier, within the government, we are taking steps to do so. Here, it may be useful to contrast the NRIC number and the NRIC card, because there is some confusion that they are the same. Actually, they are not. Let me put this in personal terms to be precise and specific. I can use my NRIC card both to identify myself and to prove I am who I claim to be. The reason is not because my NRIC card contains my NRIC number, but because the card also contains other information, such as my photo and fingerprint, that allows others to check that my NRIC card matches me, the person holding the card, plus the fact that the NRIC card is not easily faked. But someone providing my NRIC number and claiming to be me is different from me producing my NRIC card to prove that I am that person. Providing my NRIC number alone should not be accepted as a way to authenticate the person quoting my NRIC number is actually me. The proper way to handle NRIC numbers is spelt out in the PDPC's advisory guidelines on the use of NRIC. We will update the guidelines to help put a stop to the wrong users of the NRIC number and to give reassurance to entities who have legitimate reasons to use the NRIC number, such as hospitals. We will consult industry before making any changes to the advisory guidelines. Meanwhile, the prevailing guidelines remain valid. Therefore, most organizations and individuals can carry on with what they are doing to be careful and responsible in how they collect and use NRIC numbers. They must continue to exercise duty of care in their handling of NRIC numbers. For example, the numbers should not be published unless there are good reasons to do so. For organizations that are not using NRIC numbers, whether full or partial, as passwords or authenticators, nothing has changed. But if they are, then they should stop these practices as soon as practicable.